Been a long damn time since we had this woman here in the Freak Nation. Good to get her in here. Angel Sampei, multiple championships. And if my math is correct, Angel, is it now 41 wins? Is it 41?
42.
Damn it. That's right. You won at E-Town, right?
Yeah, 42 now.
Wow. Well, welcome back to the Freak Nation, Angel.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you guys doing?
We're awesome, man. In the meantime, Crash and yours truly and yourself decided to pop out a couple of kids, right?
I know. When my PR girl Sadie told me about the interview tonight, that was one of the first things I thought, as I couldn't wait to tell you guys that I'm enjoying watching her grow up on the social media pages. So thanks for sharing her with us.
Aww.
Well, before we get into the madness that is Pro Stock Motorcycles and how well you've been doing back in the series for the first time in a number of years, now that you have the child, and Ava's, what, 4 or 5 years old?
She's actually almost 6
Damn,
already. She'll
man.
Be 6 in March.
Tell me the difference and if there is a difference, when you get on that bike at the starting line, the difference in you as a person, knowing that you are a parent and you have someone to go back to, not just your husband, but someone that's counting on mama to come home and take care of her. How do you approach drag racing now versus prior to having a child?
You know, I could actually write a book on the differences. That's how much there is. I mean, every single thing about me has changed since Ava was born. Just the person who I am is different, but it's even, you know, it's kind of hard to believe, but the racer that I am is different. It's really weird how she's affected every aspect of my life. One of the hardest parts, you know, one of the biggest differences, you know, leaving, getting on an airplane and leaving home, which used to be easy, is one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life now, is to have to say goodbye to her and go to a race, even if it's just a few days, you know, 4 or 5 days. It's very difficult. She's the only child I have. I waited 40 years to have her, and I can't stand to be separated from her. But when I do leave and I get to the drag races, I get really, really focused because I'm on a mission for her. She's probably worse than I am at being competitive, and she wants me to win really, really bad. She's hard on me when I don't. But, she'll call and say, did you win, Mama? And, you know, if she watches it on TV and she knows I didn't, she lets me know exactly who beat me, and she reminds me of it about 5 days after the race, so it's even harder to deal with a loss now because I have a little mirror reflecting back at me telling me that I lost. But one of the strangest and most comforting differences is my whole attitude on the starting line. It's really strange. It's like, yes, I'm much more careful now. Like, I don't take chances that I would have taken in the past. If the bike gets out of control, I'll shut it off before I try to fix it, you know, if it's really bad. But a strange thing that has happened to me is this peace has overcome me on the starting line. And where I used to be anxious and nervous, especially like in first round, I'm so peaceful and so comfortable on the starting line. It's really strange. And I don't know if it has anything to do with Ava, but I think it does. It's just because, you know, my life is like a whirlwind when I'm with her, and when I'm away from her at the racetrack, I get really, really focused. And that part of it, I'm especially excited and hope that it never goes away.
That is really cool, Angel. I know that part of your reason for coming back to racing was, like you just said, basically for Ava, so she could see who her mommy used to be, but also who her mommy
That's right.
is again. And I love the competitive nature of your daughter, but what else has she been able to enjoy when she has been able to join you at the tracks?
Well, one really cool thing about it is, you know, getting her to travel with me, and she's learning about different places we go, and she's a little hotel freak. She loves to be in a hotel. I don't know what that's all about. But she's also becoming good friends with the other kids at the track. One in particular is Declan Hines, who's the son of Andrew Hines, which can be not so funny because sometimes she's hanging out at the Harley-Davidson pits, and they'll send me Snapchats of her with a Vance and Hines hat on. And I'm like, oh, God, I got to go collect my kid from the enemy camp.
Angel, hold on a second now. 10 years ago, no, 10 years ago, there's no way a Sampei would be hanging out at a Hines camp.
I'm telling you, well, she's the only person on my team that's allowed in the Vance and Hines pit. So she's like, you know, they let her go over there, and she plays with Declan and Eddie's little girl. And it's pretty funny, you know, because there's a huge rivalry between us and the Harley riders, but Ava doesn't know anything about it. She loves Mr. Andrew. She loves to watch him race. And I figured I'm going to wait a little bit longer before I educate her on the enemy. So we're letting that slide for now.
Well, who was it? Was it Jason Lyne had a daughter who would wear Erica Ender shirts last year or something like that. it's a part of it.
Yeah. She, like I said, she loves Declan. So, and I think it's great, you know, because it is such a family sport, and I'm so glad that there's other kids her age. And on the racetrack, the Harleys and I are a huge rivalry. Behind the scenes, we are friends, and I'm so glad that my kids can get along with theirs and have someone to play with. So it's a lot of fun. But, yeah, when she gets to come with me, I couldn't be happier. That's the best part of living right now is when Seth and Ava get to come to the racetrack with me, because it's all the best of everything I have going on in my life. It's all right there together with me.
Angel, you said you've got a piece of sorts that comes over you on the starting line now, something that didn't exist when you were racing earlier in your life. And you even sound more peaceful in this interview. It's just, you just sound so like, yeah, life is good. And that's, there's nothing better than that.
Crazy. Huh? Yeah. It's crazy what a child can do for you. She completed me, as cliche as that sounds, but she did. And I really don't know what's going on the starting line. It's before, I mean, I was very anxious. I'd get nervous, I'd get excited, and I'd have to calm myself down. And now when we pull up to the starting line, like when I'm pulling into the burnout box, it's almost eerie, like it scares me. Like, where is this coming from, and what do I have to do to make sure it never goes away? I get so calm. I mean, my breath rate slows, my heart rate slows. I get so focused and so calm, and nothing about the race anymore bothers me. Like, I used to hate pulling up to the start line for first round because it was the hardest round to get by. It was, the nerves were crazy. And now it's like, I don't know where it's coming from or how I'm doing it, but I pray every night that it stays that way, because being a nervous wreck on the starting line is a horrible feeling. So getting up there and being calm and confident is so wonderful, and I'm really hoping I can hold on to that.
Angel Sampei, is this calm and confidence part of your entire life now and not just at the racetrack? It sounds like you're really happy to be Angel right now.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, a lot of people have no idea what I've been through in the past, and I have been through some serious crap. You know, I mean, like really, really bad things in my, especially with my last marriage, and there was a lot of bad things going on, and I was on the edge all the time, and I wasn't a happy person. I wasn't easy to be around. I wasn't easy to work with. I wasn't easy to race with. And these days, I couldn't ask for more. I guess I could ask for more money. Everybody would always wish they'd make more money. You know, things are. My husband and I own a business together, and we struggle with it, but we do good at times. We own a custom aquarium business, and that's his racing. I always say that's his passion. He's not a drag racer, but he loves the aquarium industry. And then we got Ava, and she's in school, and we're healthy, and we're happy, and we're having fun, and I'm back on the racetrack, which I never thought was going to happen. When Ava came along, I actually swore I'd never race again. I was never going back to that lifestyle. And then when the opportunity did come up, I started to think, you know, and you mentioned it earlier, Crash, you know, when we talk about my little girl was going to be told what mommy used to do, or she might read about it, she might see videos, she might see pictures, but I had the opportunity to show her. And so I thought about that, and I said, you know, I think this might be a good thing. And sometimes I question, am I doing the right thing? Because I hate leaving my daughter at home. But then when I think about who her role model is, and it's me, I think I'm doing the right thing. And she's starting to figure it out. She's real proud of me now. And it's mainly I'm back because I want to show her not just drag racing. You know, if it's a doctor she wants to be or a scientist, I just want her to see that if she sets her mind to something and she works really hard, anything is possible. And I want to be the one showing her that.
So, Angel Sampei, you're one of the most successful female racers in America. You have 3 championships in Pro Stock Motorcycle, 2000, 2001, 2002. You're the points leader now. And
she's
there's a
fourth,
whole,
Statman, you, she's fourth in points.
Yeah, I'm fourth.
You're the you're leading kind of a resurgence in females in drag racing. Does that make you proud? Is there something that you can do to make that even bigger as we go forward in the season?
Yeah, you know, when I came back, I struggled. I returned in 2014. I only did 3 races. I lacerated my Achilles tendon at this race we're going to in Vegas in a crazy pit accident. I lacerated three tendons, actually. It was a terrible injury. I had to have surgery. That was my first sign that, oh, my God, I've made a mistake. I should have never came back here. But something about, you know, when I got into rehab and started training to get the ankle better, I found this whole, I was on a mission to get, not only get better from the injury, to get better at everything. I started working out again and training really hard. And then all of 2015 when we were racing, we only did half a season, but during that half a season, I struggled so bad. I couldn't get the bike to go straight. We ended up finding out that there was something wrong with the motorcycle. But throughout that season, I started to think even more so that I had made a mistake. Coming back was, you know, just a bad mistake. And here I am wanting to show Ava how to win, and I couldn't do it. And I started thinking, you know, this was the wrong thing to do. I should have just let her see the videos and stuff like that. But then, I mean, I just stayed motivated and kept working and trying hard. And then when we hit Englishtown, and we started racing, and it was 25-mile-an-hour crosswinds, and I thought there wasn't a chance that I could win that race. And we actually pulled it off and won the whole thing. And that day, I don't know if you guys saw the wind, but I lost it at the top end. I mean, I tried so hard not to cry, because I know there's a lot of people that make fun of my emotions, but I tried so hard, but I just couldn't stop, because I knew I had done what I set out to do, and that was to show Ava that I could win. And now it's like all the wins, you listed how many wins and how many championships, and all those almost don't even exist in my life or my brain right now, because I feel like I'm starting from the beginning. I feel like I only have one win under my belt, and I have to get more, because to Ava, those wins don't exist. She didn't see them. She doesn't know about them, but this one does, and she wants another one. The trophy sits in her playroom under a sign that reads, dreams only work if you do. And so I'm starting from the beginning. I want more. I want a legacy, but I want to start it all over again. And I'm a person that's never satisfied. I never have enough. I'm just going to keep on trying.
Angel Sampei, I want to go back on a comment you just made there about your emotions. And I think it's been, 14 years since your last championship, and you're gunning for number four this year. It's an amazing story. And I think in those 14 years, or maybe 15 now, things have changed in the sports landscape, at least slightly. At least I hope. Or maybe I'm just being, I don't know, maybe I'm just being completely ridiculous. But people seem to appreciate genuine emotion these days. And you know what? For anybody to make fun of somebody crying after putting their absolute all on the line, is there any way to just say, to hell with you? You people don't get it. You absolutely don't get it.
I want to say that. And in my interview, I kind of did. I said, you know, I know a lot of people don't like to see me cry, so look away. And I literally told them, if you don't like to see it, look away, because I can't stop it. But it still happens. There are still people, and with social media these days, you know, everybody can say whatever they want to you, and hide behind a computer while they do it.
Yep.
And yeah, I get posts on my own Facebook page from heartless, ruthless people that will make fun of my emotions. And one person said, you know, I wish she would have never came back to racing. I'm sick of seeing her cry. And it's like, God, if you only knew what I put into this and what this means to me, you would understand, you know, where the emotions come from. And I really try. I try not to be so emotional all the time, but I have a bad temper. So when I lose, I get mad. And when I get mad, I start crying. And when I win, I'm so excited and so happy. And the tears just flow. I don't know how to change it. And like you said, a lot of people tell me, don't even try to change it.
No.
But, you know, there'll be 10,000 comments on social media of people saying, I loved your win. I love to see your emotions. And then there's one person that makes fun of me, and that one hurts way worse than all the ones that make you feel good. I don't know why it's that way, but it is. And I try really hard not to let it get to me, and I try even not to read the responses, but I really do want to communicate with my fans, so I'm kind of forced to read all of them, and then, you know, every once in a while I'll see a bad one.
Well, it hurts. I know that. And I've gotten many negative comments because women in sports, still some people in whatever state some people live in, they don't get it, and they will never get it, whatever. But is that the bigger lesson for you to teach your daughter over work hard and you will achieve your dreams, is, hey, this, it's a tough world we live in. You got to deal with this, but you got to have thick skin and just move on.
Oh, yeah, that, you know, it's a lesson I'm going to have to teach her, especially if she wants to get in the sport of drag racing. I'm hoping she doesn't. I mean, nothing against the sport at all. I just know how hard it is being a woman in it. Even despite all the things that I've been through, with, you know, people calling me a cheater because they don't think it's possible for me to do it, which, by the way, is still happening. You know, there's just so much that goes on being a woman in sport. But one of the hardest things is being on the road alone a lot. You know, the guys can do it so much easier than us, it seems like. Being a girl, getting on a plane, leaving by myself, and staying in a hotel room, especially now that my family's back at home, it feels like half of my heart is back at home, and it's so hard. I don't know if I want her to have to deal with that, so I'm kind of hoping she doesn't want to race, but if she does, well, by God, I'm going to do everything I can to help her.
Angel Sampei joining the Freaks, and last thing for you, Angel, with my 2.5-year-old daughter, I ask this about it. Every man that rolls in here has a kid, whether it's the daughter's 4 or 5 years old or four months old.
Is this your first time asking a woman this?
I think I've asked a woman this before. But, okay. Angel, my daughter, she can be in another room and still find a way to kick me in the nuts. When does that stop? It's incredible. There's a target on my midsection. When do little girls stop kicking their dads in the midsection? What does that mean?
I don't know if that's ever going to stop, but let me tell you, you're going to wish that was continued when she starts kicking you in the heart, literally. It's like, oh, my God, the things that Ava says and does these days, you know, as she gets older, I can't say it on the radio, what came out of her mouth the other day, and I was like, oh, my God, where did you hear that word? And it's like that stuff rips your heart out, and then when she starts getting mad and says she hates you because you won't let her do something, so, yeah. You're going to kind of wish when the days of her kicking in you in the nuts stop, you're going to wish it had started again instead of the other crap that's going to come along.
Well, my hope is this, is that we talk to you after Pomona because you won the championship.
That would be fantastic. Keeping my fingers crossed for that one. I know what the possibilities are, you know, the chances are, but, you know, I really don't care. I'm just going out there to win and have a good time, and whatever happens, happens, but I definitely won't beat myself up over it.
There you go. Angel Sampei joining the Freaks. Good to get you in here. It's been too damn long.
I know it has been. I hope to see you guys. Are you going to come out to Pomona?
Yeah, we'll be hanging out.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be hanging out. Thanks,
right,
Angel.
I'll make sure you guys stop by and say hello.
You got it. Cool. See you. Angel Sampei joining the Freaks.
Wow. How
about
that's awesome. That's just awesomeness. You can just tell. I wasn't just spitballing there. She really does sound just more chill, which is awesome.
Not one woman in motorsports has more wins than Angel Sampei.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's it's an incredible, just listening to her, it's like a different person. It's really like a different person. It's amazing.